What's on the agenda?
Today's topic is a fun topic.
We're on page 4?
Page 72.
I was like, we're doing Chazar.
No, we did 72. Page 72. It's a...
Never.
No, there's no time for Chazar.
You
gotta move.
Once and then boom.
So, this is a great topic. It's a great topic because I think many people are aware of it, but it's always good to solidify it, and to see the sources inside always has tremendous value. So look at page 72. The Torah tells us, "Ukshartem leot al yadecha and todafot ben enecha." So what exactly does that mean? Meaning, al yadecha, well, the question is in Hebrew, what's your, generally speaking, when you say yad, what is the general limb that we're referring to?
Hand.
Right? That could be right hand, right? Your hand usually is what you're referring to. Now, as far as I know, haven't seen anyone put their tefillin on their hand. We'll deal with the bein enecha another time, right? But we don't put it on our hand. We put it on, of course, our arm. So it's interesting. It's very possible then that it could be that yad in the Torah could actually mean arm. Well, how do you say arm in Hebrew?
We're not really talking about
Excellent. Very good. And outstretched. I've never seen a translation, Biyad Chazakah, with a strong hand. Usually it's a strong arm. Very good. Okay? So by the way, this also implies, also for the legs, also it's complicated exactly what the Hebrew is. The problem is that modern Hebrew isn't always the same as biblical Hebrew, right? So you have to be careful. So with that introduction, you're appreciating now the conversation, the Gemara. Okay? The Gemara says in Menachot, in source 16. Amar mar, yadcha zo kivoret. So what's a kivoret, Rashi says? Flip the page. Kivoret dehu eitzel hakatef. So eitzel hakatef. What's a katef? Shoulder. Katef is the shoulder. So the kivoret is this part of a person's body. What we'd call the...
wing. Bicep.
Bicep? What's this part of the arm called? New?
Are you a forearm?
If this is the forearm, what's this called?
Aft arm.
Ooh, that was quick. Huh? New? Biology dude? What do you call this? Okay, whatever it's called. I don't know what to call it. How do we know this? Minalan. Tetan Rabban, al yadcha, zo gova shvid. So gova shvid is, okay, Rashi didn't tell us that. Gova shvid is the height of your bicep, right? I taught him there's a gova shvid. Well, you know, I'll get chamamish. I'm referring to yad chamamish. What's yad chamamish? Your hand. Amra Torah, haniach tefillin biyad, v'nech tefillin barash. Mal halan begova shabarash, avkam begova shvid. Meaning, shabiyad. Meaning, just like the tefillin shabarash goes on the high part, the top of one's head, so too you put it on the top of one's arm. So what would be the top part of the... So we see here that yad may actually be from here until here, right? The whole arm. Rav Yitzchak says, sorry, my mistake. Rav Elazar Omer, Inot Sarech. No, I don't need this. Why? Are you Omer, Vayalachalot, Lachalot, Lachimlaot? Meaning, the fact that I want to show everyone tefillin, it needs to be
covered.
Has to be in a place, has to be for you assigned and not for everyone else assigned. And where do we, I guess, are able to cover it? Am I more likely to cover it here? Yeah. What, I can't cover it in my hand?
Wear it on the shoulder.
Oh, here we go. Rashi, shelo yiru ha-chutza v'bekatef mitchazel kul alma. If you're putting it on one's mamish, oh, I see. It even has a habit, it even put it on here. You put it on your shoulder, which is your yad. No, that's already too, it's too noticeable. And on the hand, the sign is only for you. We know that by the hand, you can cover. We know that right? You can cover it. But your tefillin shel rosh, you can't cover, right? Tefillin shel rosh is also for v'yeruah me'aretz, so everyone should be able to see it. Rosh Hashanah by the yad. Fine. We says, no, I'm able to tell you. You know why it goes here? Not because of the gova and anything. Because it needs to be connected to the leaf. Right? So therefore, I can't go here. The only place that would be parallel to the heart would be here, right? That's what he says. Fine. Rabbi Chia. Okay, that's in there. Good enough. So that it's exactly, so we see from here that it needs to be the gova shavit. It needs to be on the upper part of one's hand, one's arm.
Put it on the top.
Right? And it needs to be, okay, now the question is, what's the location? It needs to be not facing out, because that would be for achirim. It needs to be for you. So that's why it needs to be tilted in, and therefore if it's tilted in the higher peak part of the muscle, then that is where it should go. Now, it's not going to be so simple, halacha l'maisa, right? But we see here it's muscle, inward, parallel to heart. The question is going to be, if you take your muscle, by the way, the musical goes in your left hand, it says yadcha, with the hey at the end, which is your weak arm, right? If you're righty, left arm, lefty, right arm. Now, the question is, what part of the muscle does it go on, right? So there's, I guess, three parts of the muscle. There's the pre, the height, and the kind of post. Once already after that, it's more the, what's this called? Arm? Not armpit. What's this called? I guess more like elbow. And over here, it's probably more like your shoulder, right? So the question is, where does it go? Here, here, or here? So, the Beit Yosef says that, he quotes the name of the smak, just jump down to 18, if you don't mind, please. Ketuv basmak, tzrich la'nicha, b'makom gavoa shoz roha, the apex of one's muscle, right? I don't know, kuvda, which is the marpeik, uben hashachi, right? Shakorin, whatever that is. So bet hashachi is here. So what's the halfway mark between here and here? That's exactly your bicep, right? The top of your bicep. That's what he quotes. That's what the smak quotes. However, the cut of begaha alzeh miush ain kulo kasher lanyach ki im chatzias rosh outside ha whatever that word is did the b'shimur rabban the bedagabite. It's more anyways. But what you'll see here, the Beit Yosef is going to quote two different opinions that we show him. Some say no, not so simple. Some say it's not the apex of your muscle; it's when it begins to slant downward, when your muscle begins to tread down like a slope down. That's what I'm looking for. And the Shulchan Aruch, in fact, says, "Makom anachat shol yad bizrua small, bebasar tapuach shebeetzem." So the flesh by the apple, shebeetzem shebein ha. Like I told you, halfway in between, viatet filin maat letzara goof, and a little bit tilted towards one's heart, so that it's for you and towards the heart. That being said, says the Rama, he says no. Rama says, "Vitzrich lenich berosh haetzem hasamuch." He says, no, it actually is on the, from the Rama says, I don't want it smack in the middle, I want it slightly tilted towards when you begin to descend towards your elbow. And that's, in fact, the Minhag Ashkenaz, where it is placed. So not all the way down here where there's no muscle, it's like almost on the elbow, it has to be higher, but just slightly past where we reach our pumped up bicep, right? That begins to go down. Okay, and that's considered the halacha. Let's take a look at 74. We'll end with this. Midvarav yotze sheyesh lakpid shekol habayit yemunach bechetzi atachton shel zroa. That the entire bite should be on the latter half of your muscle. So literally your muscle's here. So the second you hit that halfway mark over here, this is where it sits, right? When it begins to slope downwards. Makoma ma'avarta. Ma'avarta, by the way, is that thick black part where the strap was underneath. What? The tunnel. You know that, like, the at the end of the bite, there's that little black, like, what is it, half an inch or something, or almost an inch, right, of black where the strap was underneath it. That ma'avarta and the kesher of the yud. Sorry. That's already the new topic. We'll stop there for now. So again, halacha l'maisa, the bite goes as it begins to descend. So you start it off at the apex. This way the whole thing sits on the bottom part. But be careful, it doesn't slide all the way down because it's on your elbow. And that could be a problem. Tilt it in towards you so it's connected to your heart and inward and not outward towards the masses. That appears to be the accepted halachic practice. And we'll stop there for today. Shkoyach, everybody.